Are you ready for the weekend yet? We have events, news, and a guest for you to enjoy this Lake Life weekend. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Lake Life Weekend Podcast. I'm Dirk, I'm your host, and please stay tuned. We have Marlis Eiley from Jake Chivers Realty with us today in the interview, talking about the real estate market in 2016 and 2017, a little fall and summer review, and potentially predictions if you're looking for real estate in Lakes Country. Now some news. The Greystone Building in Detroit Lakes celebrates 100 years. 100 years ago, the Greystone Building opened its doors, and on Thursday, September 21st, hundreds of people showed up to celebrate. When it was originally constructed, the first floor featured a cafe, barbershop, writing room, and a dining room. Today, the building has 22 apartments on the second and third floor and several commercial spaces. There's a full article about the history and celebrations on DL Online with a link on our website. And then another great news here, City of Vergas gets permission to expand the city beach. We mentioned that a couple weeks ago, that it has been brought to the commission, and city county officials gave the City of Vergas permission to extend the public beach. Right now, the city is in the process of learning how much the project is going to cost to expand. A new welcome sign is also being discussed, and there's a full article at the Frazee Forum website with a link from lakelifeweekend.com. Some events here this upcoming weekend. We have a Yoga Flow with Wendy Billy again, September 28th, 6 p.m. through 7 p.m. in New York Mills at the Cultural Center on Main Avenue. And we have Pumpkin Fest coming to Lake Park, September 29th, 8 a.m. through September 30th, 5 p.m., a two-day festival. It's the annual Pumpkin Fest in Lake Park with events happening all day, both days. Full schedule at lakeparkmn.com and a link from our website as well. David Stoddart, CD release concert September 29th, 7:30 p.m. through 9 p.m. in Fergus Falls. He plays songs from his new CD, You Gotta Be Kidding Me, as well as many oldies. And then on September the 30th, we have the 25th annual Pumpkin Fest car show, 9 a.m. through 10 a.m. I'm a car enthusiast, I may be able to go there. Car show during Lake Park's Pumpkin Fest will begin at 9 on September 30th. First 150 entries receive custom dash plaque. Wow, they're expecting 150 cars. That's a big show. So let's go. And also on September 30th, right after that, is the Tamarack Fall Festival at the National Wildlife Refuge in Rockard. Spend a day this fall at the Tamarack Wildlife Refuge for free events happening all day. Learn about the conservation efforts made and ways we can make a difference too. Lunches available for sale by the Friends of Tamarack. All links and events, music, happenings on our website, lakelifeweekend.com. Thank you for tuning in, and please stay tuned to hear our interview with Marlis Eiley from Jake Chivers Realty. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Hello, I'm sitting here with Marlis Eiley of Jake Chivers Realty, and she is a real estate sales agent in the area, one of the Jake Chivers experts, and we invited her to speak about the real estate market, how it has performed this spring and the summer, and now looking into fall, maybe how the behavior was, because we are always interested in real estate property, I have a feeling here, enjoying lake life. It's always about owning your own little peaceful property on the lake. And before Marlis talks about real estate, I was wondering what she has done before and where she is exactly from. So welcome, Marlis.
Thank you, Dirk.
Yeah, thank you for coming. And yeah, before you talk real estate, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Who's Marlis?
All right. I am from Detroit Lakes originally, born and raised here. I am went to school in both Detroit Lakes and Frazee.
Oh, Frazee.
Yeah. And big family. There's 10 of us. I'm a Seaberg from the area.
Yeah.
And so Seaberg, our sales is in our blood.
That's true.
But I started out in real estate about 20 years ago as an appraiser. And before that, I was a homeschool stay-at-home mom.
Oh.
And we had an appraiser come to the house. And I said, what does it take to become an appraiser? Not asking for me, but I was asking for my husband because he's in a real stressful, he's a tree trimmer.
Yeah.
And his body can only last so long, right?
Sure.
Okay. So I was asking about him, thinking that he's good with, you know, he actually went to school to be a contractor. And so I thought maybe he could get into it. And she looked at me and she said, are you interested? I said, no, I'm asking for Scott. And she kept pursuing. She would call. She was relentless that she wanted me to
join her.
So I promised her that I would job shadow her. So I took the summer and just job shadowed her. And I ended up really liking it. And she... it was a good fit, and so she paid my schooling, my room and board while I went to school, and so I worked for her, and there came a point in with working with her that I wanted to venture off on my own, but I had a non-compete agreement, and so I honored that, and I went to work for one of the lenders that used me as an appraiser, and I worked there for about 5 years, and they paid for my way to continue my education to become a certified real estate appraiser. And they also allowed me to work at that on the side. So when that became more aggressive and I was making more money as that, then I was able to quit the loan processing job there. And I went into real estate appraisal on my own, working for the banks, the local banks, and from there it got to be lonely because I was a one man.
Wait.
Okay.
So you have almost practiced 20 years as in the appraiser role,
right?
And you must have seen unlimited amount of properties.
I did, and mostly. Mostly, for some reason, I ended up on the lakes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to appraise and be on most of the lakes and find out. As an appraiser, you have to research and data and cross every T and dot every I. So you really have to get involved with the property. And, whoops, excuse me.
No problem.
Okay. And so...
So you have been on probably thousands.
Thousands, yes. Yeah, in the area.
And you have been in the market for 20 years, so
yes.
You have been there, what is it, 1995 then?
Yeah,
1995-ish, late 90s. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you saw where, that's actually the beginning of Lakeshore property, like a lot of people bought, right? Earlier too, but the 1995s to the 2005s, that's where the market value increased so significantly, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, and there was a lot of changes in that industry.
Mm-hmm.
So
tell us a little bit about the history
of appraising or
market value.
The market
value.
Because
I've been right into it.
Okay.
But we saw, you know, that's the research that I looking in. I was a foreign exchange student in 1995, 96. Okay. And you know what? I always picked those real estate magazines up then already. And yeah. I saw, like, I always wanted a river. I mean, in Germany, mm-hmm. you cannot buy woods or it's just not there to buy mm-hmm. big chunks of property, and I always saw those acreages with a river on it, and I wanted to actually build a big pond. I didn't know there were so many lakes around already. Literally, I didn't. So I always like, and I was like 35,000, 25,000, 55,000, and I was just like, holy buckets, that's nothing. I mean, and you add another zero in Germany 20 years ago, and then maybe you buy a chunk of land, but it seemed to me so affordable. So it was way more affordable 20 years ago, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, most of the world market has gone up and down and fluctuated.
Yeah,
but because we are the playground for Fargo-Moorhead,
yeah.
you really don't see that high and low We've ebbed and flowed, so it hasn't been real drastic in this area. But yeah, they don't make any more Lakeshore, so it's going up in value, and it's not a crazy increase. It's affordable still.
It's a steady. It has been a steady increase since 95-ish, 90s, and even 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009. That only corrected it, like maybe 10%, right?
Right. Yeah. It ebbs and flows here. It corrects itself, but I don't think we had the big issue, the spikes that you saw worldwide or national. In the United States,
Florida through California.
Right. Yeah.
So we are a unique market.
We are.
We are a very unique market, and we have something. We have a treasure. We don't have. We only have that much Lakeshore, and a lot of people want it.
Yeah.
So we have a rare commodity.
We do. 412 lakes in a 25-mile radius.
In Becker County.
In Becker County.
Alone.
That's just Detroit, around Detroit Lakes, yeah.
And so, since you have been in sales for quite a while now, how did you experience 2016? Before we look at 17.
Mm-hmm. And are we just talking lake houses?
Cause rural lake, yeah, acreage, whatever your experience was.
Yeah, you know, they talk about buyer's markets and seller's markets. And personally, you know, I'm not looking at the big picture now. I'm just looking at myself. The buyer and the seller are pretty even keel here. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of negotiation going on, which is good, a good market.
Healthy market?
It is healthy. Yeah, I would say it was in 16, and I think it is in 17. The oil price or the oil affected the high-end homes, I think, because we had a lot of North Dakota buyers at the very high end when they came in with that oil money.
750 and plus?
Or what are we talking? That's what I'm talking.
750,000.
Mm-hmm. But so that's tapered down to more in between. I mean, they're still around the 500, 600, 700, yes. But when you get up to the million, and it takes that special buyer again.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, but you sell from a lot for mm-hmm. 40,000, and you sell up to a property for $1 million. You see all, the whole spectrum of buyers and sellers you meet.
Right. Yep.
And last year was a very strong year, wasn't it?
Yes, I had a good year last year.
2016 was extremely strong. How did you feel about 2017? Because every year starts fresh. Mm-hmm. The market always is different.
Yeah.
How was the spring of 2017?
Spring was, it wasn't as aggressive as last year, but since I've been a realtor, switched hats and became a realtor, an agent, I've seen September, October, and November are my strongest months.
Really?
Is that crazy? I thought spring would be. And this year, I would say the same, but I've got so many things that are up in the air, and they just haven't, you know, they haven't felt right to make the commitment yet. So I'm looking forward to a very good, very good fall, a strong fall.
Huh. So yeah, mm-hmm. everybody believes you are the most busy in spring.
Yeah.
So now is the time where you actually accelerate again.
Yeah, and I can't explain that, except that people want to be in for Thanksgiving, or maybe they've seen that they've had a really good summer and that they can go ahead and buy their lake home
for next season.
And I'm just talking lake home because that's what I deal with the most, but maybe in town it's, you know, their school season has started, and you know what, I don't have to rent anymore. I can get in at a pretty good price here because
mm-hmm.
there is some real good properties that are available in the city
of
and
Detroit
in the
Lakes.
Rural. Yeah.
And the summers, is it that the summers, actually everybody is in the water, on the water, and it totally slows down?
Yeah,
or is it the most busiest?
Yeah, no, it's not the most busiest. We're busy on weekends showing property for those people that are in the area. But they're busy now. They've got friends, so they're going to go talk to their friends. And so, yeah, I think now things are settling down and they can feel confident to get that home for the next spring and
to commit.
Yeah, to commit and get ready for spring.
So do you see that there's new properties going available? So if you're now you're talking buyer, buyers actually pull the trigger September going through November. And how about sellers? Do they still think, no, we have to put it on the market in spring? Or do you see listings come up now too?
Yeah, you know what? I'm just listing two this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so, and that's their big question. Should I wait? Well, you can wait, but you may miss the opportunity to sell to somebody, you know.
Wants to get in before next year.
Yeah. So, you know, when is a good time to list? Anytime is a good time to list, in my opinion. Because we market very well at Jack Shivers Realty. And so we do, when, you know, when things get slow, like the winter months, we market at trade shows and we go, you know, we push, we advertise, we do a lot that it's really proactive for the seller. So,
yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah.
If you're looking, but, the sellers, what you said, unique properties. That always is like it's always the right time, or it's always a good time. Do you feel that Lakeshore property is like so different than a Fargo-Moorhead home?
Oh yeah, yeah. The Lakeshore, you've got such a. What kind of a lake do you want? There's three choices. You can have the natural environment lake. For the people that don't want a busy lake, it's quieter. But then the shoreline isn't as pristine as the others.
But a little bit more wild or what?
Yeah, a little muckier bottom.
Oh.
But the DNR does permit, like we live on a natural environment lake, and they permit some sugar sand to come in.
Okay.
And so, you know, my grandchildren play on our little beach, but the older kids think, well, we got to get out further. So for me, I love that natural environment lake. But it's just not so busy. We don't have neighbors right next to each other.
Yeah.
But some people love that hustle and bustle of lake life. So they like the more pristine lakes. And then also there's the general development. And that is probably that you see more houses per mile on the shoreline. The depth is usually deeper and the lake has more acreage on those lakes. And
motorboats, like the environmental lake, natural environmental, there's no motorboats, right? You can canoe. But
no,
you cannot put motorboats on it?
Wrong. We can. We have a pontoon.
Oh.
And we can Small. Use it just like anything else. But rather than going all over the lake, we do it like a figure eight.
Because it's so small.
It's so small, yeah. but we use it.
I didn't know. I thought you cannot have a... So you can have a motorized boat on each category.
Well, yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm wondering if the lake associations maybe
have restrictions.
Yeah, but we're the only ones on the lake, so we...
Oh.
The president. We can have motorboat. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, understood. And then we have the medium-sized lakes, the natural development lakes?
They're the, residential lakes. And they are, again, not as developed as the general. But it takes years and years for that category to change. So there's a lake, a Long Lake in Detroit Lakes, that in every way it looks like it's a general. But there, because there's plenty of people along the shoreline, they're all city amenities. But it takes years for the DNR to reclassify that.
And what makes it a general, what's the next category up? What does it define?
The general is the top category, right? And if you want to say top.
And what does it entail?
That's, I think I just mentioned that. It's just you have more.
Oh, it's more dense.
Yeah,
okay. Dense. Okay, understood. Yeah.
And the lake is usually bigger.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it has to do with city. Density, and all that density is possible. Then you can develop it a little bit more, I guess. Yeah. Okay. Understood. Yeah. And okay, so what is your feeling looking at least back of maybe last year and this year, your buyers that you have been helping, did they buy more quiet, or did they buy the hustle and bustle lakes? Oh,
there's such a variety, Dirk.
Oh, yeah. It always depends.
Yeah. Boy, you get some that really want to be on the prestigious lakes. They want wow factor. They want level lots in Sandy Beach. But they're willing to pay for them.
Okay.
And they know they're going to pay a bigger price.
Like Big Detroit, Cormorant.
I would say the premier lakes in the area are Big Detroit, Big Cormorant, Melissa, you know, Melissa Sally area, and Big, did I say Big Cormorant?
Yeah.
Big Pelican.
Big Pelican
Big
also.
Big Detroit.
Yeah. So these are the big lakes, not only big in acreage, but also in...
I would call them premier.
Premier.
They're sought after.
Okay.
And people like the busyness of those lakes. And, you know, they're the lakes with the fireworks on them. And they're the lakes that have restaurants. And, you know, there's just so much to do on those lakes. You can kayak. You can do everything on those lakes.
Mm.
You have the freedom. And there's a lot of fun and lake life. A lot of lake living on those lakes. The other lakes are fun, too, like the recreational lakes. They're, you know, they're next in line. And sometimes you can't tell them apart from the general. But they do have some shorelines that are muckier than others. Mm. Well, so do the general, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just...
So yeah. Every buyer is different.
Every buyer is different, and they know what they want.
But they know what they want.
Yeah.
Also, they know early on, mm-hmm. I'm looking for this type of lake life.
Yes.
Because it's all lake life, obviously.
Yeah, which makes it really easy. Once they tell me this is the kind of lake I want, then I can find that lake for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they don't really come, I have no clue where I want to be?
Yes, they do that too.
Oh,
and
sometimes.
And then they shop around, like, okay, what do I like? And they on their own will go visit the different lakes. Public accesses, yeah. Yes, and they explore. And here's what I want, here's what I like, here's what I didn't like about that lake, here's what I like about this lake.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy working with customers?
I do. I do.
It drives you?
It drives me, and I love putting that puzzle piece together, and I can see it in their face when they find that house. Finally, they walk in, they're just,
they just
no question.
They just
know
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see
typically,
it.
Yeah.
Talking to you, that you're totally like visualizing yourself walking. And
yeah.
Isn't it fun to explore all those properties also? Because is it so hard to compare,
right?
Also with pricing, then all of a sudden, now mm-hmm. coming from the appraisal, trying to establish market value, mm-hmm. then we have this bank value. So how do you feel about that? How do you feel about the pricing?
Yeah, and I'm impressed with the realtors in our area. I really am, because they get it very close to what an appraiser would bring it in at. And I always wondered, how in the world do they do that without doing all the data and the research? But I'm impressed with the area.
So we have good agents in the area?
Yeah, I do. And I think properties are priced very close. And of course, all real estate is negotiable. So just to play that game of, will you take this much? Or here's what I'm willing to pay. That's the fun part. And I think I can educate them on making that choice. I do a comparative market analysis for both the seller and the buyer, whichever one I'm representing. And then they can make an educated, okay, this is what my low, this is my high. Yeah, I can come down, or yeah, I can go up a little, you know. So that's the fun of real estate. Everything is negotiable.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel like when somebody, let's say, is asking 200, do most buyers just try to lowball? Is it natural that people say, like, wow, you know, let's offer 150 at first? Does it go very deep? You know what I mean?
Well, everyone likes a deal,
uh-huh.
you know, so it's typical that they do try to negotiate.
To lowball?
I don't know if lowball or just negotiate.
Okay. Okay.
They want a good deal. They don't want to necessarily offend the seller by bringing a offer in that's offensive. But then if they do, you know, it's you can't blame them for trying.
I think
don't
so
get if you don't ask. So, you know, what are you willing to do? That's the beauty of real estate, is the power to negotiate, and both, it's a win-win for both of them.
And I think it's very interesting in this market, as I watch it too, some properties are advertised for, like, let's say 2 years. Mm-hmm. It's not uncommon because they're all unique, right? I mean, right. I love cars. I like to buy unique cars. Or if I own a unique car, I don't necessarily give it up for an unfair price just because it is so unique, because I know some value. So each leg has a certain value and a mm-hmm. uniqueness, but it's challenging to match it with the next family, the next buyer, to love it as much as the previous, right?
Right. That's the challenge.
Yeah, it's not like just buying a cookie cutter in South Fargo where you just need housing. So it's mostly a second home, right? People want to have fun, so they buy with a different perspective.
Yeah, on the Premier Lakes, it's typically a second home. Typically, not always. But on the environmental and the residential, those are the year-round, the people want to live there forever, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what's your ratio? How do you think? How many clients do you serve more for the recreational and then more for the premier residential first home?
Is
it balanced?
The ratio is strong, that most people looking want a level lot with a sandy beach, and they still want their privacy. So that's what I'm hearing. But you can't have your cake and eat it too. You gotta compromise a little bit. But I think most people want the residential towards the general.
Oh, no, I meant like they want to live there year round, or they want to kind of weekenders or residents. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, and that varies too on the price range.
Oh, okay. You know. But you have touch. You're in touch with both.
Yeah.
You serve both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and most people don't want that natural environment lake, but I would not trade you my lake for not one of the big lakes, because I love that peace and that quiet and the water, and you can hear the water, and you can hear the motorboats, you can hear the water. I we're close to town. I just wouldn't. So there is people like me out there too looking for that private, quiet, solitude.
Yeah.
That the lake offers with all the waterfall and the nature.
I like that a little bit more myself, but you know, your advantage, you mentioned you have a large family, so you bring your noise house made.
Right, <yeah. laughs>
where other people maybe need the noise around, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I live on a smaller lake myself, Lake Seven, with my son Harry, and I like the small. I mean, it's 254 acres or something. It's big enough for us, and we can canoe, and there's more boats on it actually the past 2 years, which is fine. But wave boards, it's fun to watch them, but it's already busy enough for me in a way. But it's good. No, I like to visit the big Detroits. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
I cannot afford it, but but I'm not there yet to live it. I like my little lake. It's very clean. I like the cleanness and the swimming. Harry's 8, 9. He just jumps in, and I like to swim. But I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else? Highlights or anything you want to point out? Talking real estate. No. Looking maybe in the future now, so you say encourage people who want to make a decision. There's properties coming available, so it's not it's definitely a good idea to look around right now. Right. Keep your eyes open.
Yeah, this is a real good time if you are looking on the general, any lake. This is a real good time to view it for a winter purchase, you know, if you're thinking about that. There's, the Premier Lakes that I talked about, Pelican, Melissa, Big Detroit, and Big Cormorant, they sell all year round because you don't need to see that shoreline. They know that it's going to be Sugar Sand Beach. And
there's images, I guess.
Yeah, and it's desired, you know. So they don't need that, viewing, but when you get on Lida and Lizzie, some of those lake shores are pretty different. So now is a good time if you're in that area to look and see what that lake shore really looks like.
Before it freezes up,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, people find you, I guess, jackchiversrealty.com. It's Marlis, and thank you very much for coming.
Thanks,
I think
Jared.
It was a good insight, and we're looking forward to stay in touch and hear more maybe next year on the real estate market. Thank you very much.
Thank
Have
you.
A good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks. Yeah, this was already our newest episode of the Lake Life Weekend podcast. We sure hope you enjoyed it. Tune in again next week with another great guest and updates. Always check out our website, lakelifeweekend.com. And if you have some comments, please feel free to email us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com. And you have a wonderful weekend ahead.